time now, though, Raymond, for the feature racing interview brought to you by China Doll, the award-winning restaurant located at the historic Finger Wharf at Woolloomooloo takes creative dining in Sydney to another level.
It is outstanding. I'm not sure if Richard's ever been to China Doll, but he can certainly afford to go now after winning the English Millennium yesterday. He's been good enough to join us. Richard, good morning. And, well, firstly, congratulations with Castelvecchio's win yesterday. Have had a chance to watch the replay because, as I said to Jimmy earlier, it was a stunning win by that two-year-old.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, guys. And no, it was an awesome day. And I've looked back on the video a couple of times now. It's hard to believe.
Yeah. Is it standard race pattern for Castelvecchio? Yeah.
It is at the moment. he definitely needs to get back and relax. You know, we don't want to fire him up too much. But he's sort of the type of the horse that's always on edge a little bit anyway. So we definitely need to drop him out and look after him a bit early on in his races so he doesn't overdo it.
How did you find out, or when do you start understanding that, okay, this Dundeal colt is actually a sprinter?
Well, you know, I wouldn't even say he is a sprinter. I just think at the stage he's just so brilliant, you know, and got a lot of natural ability. I think he's definitely going to get over ground, you know, mile 2,000 even further. Mm.
The most exciting thing for me, Richard, is that what he did yesterday obviously was there for everyone to see, but he is a horse, as you said, who's bred to get over further. And Josh Parr spoke to me after the race, and I loved his quote. He said, "Ignorance is bliss with this horse. He is so blasé about everything." And the point he was trying to make, Richard, is this horse has so much to learn. He doesn't know how to race yet.
Yeah, like he's very much like that at home. He just goes through the motions every day, and he's a very, very relaxed customer at home. And even his final piece of work on Tuesday on the course over at Warwick Farm, he barely broke 15 in his last furlong, you know, and you just sort of let him do it. He's lightly framed, so we don't have to overwork him, which is a huge positive too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get him?
Octavio Galletta brought him off Arrowfield, and Octavio hadn't bought for a long time at the sales, and he really liked this colt. There was a few that he looked at, but this is his favourite. So we're training for him, obviously, for a couple of years now, so he bought him for us.
Golden Slipper, the first question you were asked yesterday, Richard, and I'll explain to Jimmy, this race doesn't count towards Golden Slipper qualification in terms of prize money. Have you had a think about it overnight? What are your plans going forward with Castelvecchio?
We're going to let the dust settle. Octavio had a little talk about it last night, and I'm unsure what he decided, but I think he might race in the Skyline, maybe. Mm-hmm. Is it the Skyline and then maybe the Silver? But, nothing's set really in stone yet. But we'll just see how he is in the next couple of days. I believe he'll be better over a bit of distance. And I'd have to, I'd hate to rush into a slipper because, you know, obviously two-year-olds are very, very fragile. And I do believe the horse will be a lot better three-year-old. So, you know, they're very patient owners and they're very, very understanding, and they've had horses for a long time. So I'm sure they'll make the right decisions with them anyway.
I'm going to ask a silly question, Richard. You checked on the horse this morning?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
How is he?
Good. He's pulled up good. He's taken it all in his stride. And, you know, believe it or not, he ate all his dinner and he's almost finished his breakfast already as well. So, he's very, very well.
How about the trainer? Have you had a chance to soak all that in yesterday, Richard? It's been said it's life-changing, isn't it, in a lot of respects?
Well, it is. You know, we're such a small stable, and to have an opportunity to even train a horse worth $150,000, let alone get him to a $2 million race, let alone win it, is absolutely incredible. And, you know, I'm just the front person, you know, getting all the glory for it, really, but I've just got a wonderful team behind me. My staff, and they've been very, very loyal over the years. And honestly, a Mudgee win for us is huge, you know. So this is next level, and it's a great thanks to them and, you know, all our owners that have supported us along the way.
Gee, you've learnt quickly, Richard. You sound more like Chris Waller than Chris Waller with thanking the team and all that sort of thing.
I'm not crying. I'm not bawling the eyes out, but it's critical, honestly. Staff and the support, and it's amazing because we couldn't do it without support. And I think sometimes people forget that. You know, the staff were here at 10 to 4 this morning, and it was business as usual. I really appreciate everyone's help and their support.
How'd you get into the racing game, Richard? In the family?
it's always been in the family. My grandfather was a trainer, and then Dad trained, and we've always had horses in New Zealand with different trainers, and you know, we had a lot of background show jumping and events, and then I come over and work for Graham Rogerson, and I loved working for Graham. We learnt a lot. Yeah, it sort of went from there.
Did it translate into a couple of purchases last night, the sales, or hopefully some new owners for you, Richard?
Oh, well, we haven't purchased anything yet, but we'll be looking, and we'd probably buy one. We obviously don't buy horses for big money, but we would love some new owners in the stable, and it would be fantastic, you know, for people to entrust me with their horses. You know, it could be a good changer for us in the racing industry.
Ah, fantastic. Really exciting, Richard. Congratulations on the win. That's fantastic. Castelvecchio, who be a horse that so many people will start to follow now, and let's hope, well, from our point of view, that he gets a run in the Golden Slipper. That's a great story waiting to happen. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
Richard Litt, trainer there at Castelvecchio. Great win yesterday in the English Millennium, and he is our China Doll feature interview of the morning. Great to have him on the program.